Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys, this is Kadeesh, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Hi, 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 and hi. You know I'm having an awesome time. I just recently, I mean, we're talking 5 minutes ago, somebody inboxed me and said, you go from 0 to 100 less than 3 seconds. I said, you know, it's all God. He turns it on. Because you know what? We have to realize that, guess what? You know, new year, you actually have made it, guess what, in a new year. So we got to actually, you know what you did last year that wasn't good and kind of indifferent, right? We have to make sure that we actually do something new that actually going to be a different result. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting the same result, we know what that's called, what, insanity. But we're not going to do that. We want you to actually have your purpose in life. We want you to walk in your destiny in life. And that's what we have all been predestined to do. But you know, we have to do 3 things. We have to believe in that purpose, believe that it's going to be all right. We got to trust the process. We got to make a strategy. We got to make a plan. We got to write it out, right? And guess what? We got to walk it out. We have to network with other people. We have to uplift and build other people. And you know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I am the platform builder. That's what I love to do, is build other people. And that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We actually are here to showcase other people, their dreams, their passion. And, of course, the reason that they're here on Earth, right? We have an awesome, awesome, awesome young man with us. You know, I cut up. You know I had to cut up. You know, that's just my nature. Just having clean fun, of course. He's a renowned actor, so you know I had to do my little pitch right quick. You know, I'm just kidding. But I actually enjoyed talking to him in the green room. He's an actor. He's an author. I mean, he's so many things that we're going to have to get him back. Again, already, because I know we're not going to have enough time to enjoy the things that he's going to tell us. Because, you know, being in the prime light, I'm amazed that we were able to get him to actually be on our show. Because, you know, he's a busy man, and I just love, love, love the opportunity that he's here with us. And we're not going to delay it. We're going to get him on here. He's an actor. He's an author. Dwayne Parker. We want to welcome you to Good Deeds.
All right, thank you for having me on Good Deeds, Dr. Renee. I'm glad to be here.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. We don't take it for granted. We know you're very busy, so it's an honor, and this is a privilege. But we want to jump in because, you know, a lot of people want to, you know, we want to be, you know, kind of where you are. Of course, everybody has their own purpose in life. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Well, first off, I'm 53 years old. I'm saved. Thank God. Finally got my life in the right direction. I used to be a former federal agent. I've done some things. I started off as a federal police officer at age 21, and it just became a knack for me as far as being a police officer, a federal police officer, and that moved into me doing some undercover assignments, then being detailed to various other agencies like DEA, FBI, Treasury Department. I wound up being on the Terrorism Task Force, and then I got transferred from there to doing special assignments for the government and personal protection with Secret Service. And I served 3 presidents. I served President Reagan. I was the first African-American commander of a personal protection team. I was the first to have dual commander status ever as an agent. And I've knocked down a lot of walls to get to where I am today.
Wow, that we you know, I can tell you this, Dwayne, my record pretty straight, so you don't have to worry about me.
Well, you know, that's been a whole lot in my life, being on the law enforcement side. But I wasn't saved back then. I was kind of a different type of person, dealing with traveling and different assignments and missions and undercover assignments. So, you know, God was always with me, even though, you know, I didn't know it. But he carried me, and now being saved and doing different things, and now I just decided to be an author and write a book, and I wrote this fictional thriller, Born Dead, The Life and Times of Agent Operative Stacy Mays, and it's a real deep thriller based on Stacy being born in his life, thinking he's dead, going through dysfunction all through his life, and then the government taking him and making him this super agent or super monster agent, and going back and forth through the tragedies and the ups and downs of his life.
Wow. Let me ask you this, because you said it was a thriller and it's a fiction as well. I mean, how do you get to that state that you is a thriller one thing, and then is a fiction book as well? How do you, as an author, how do you get your mindset in that vein, if you will, to actually write that type of book?
Well, when I sat down and started writing it, I didn't know how I was going to come up with this, and then God just started leading me down the road with it, and the book is also, I kind of wanted to discuss how children, kids today, boys and girls, come from dysfunctional homes, their upbringings, and how no one helps them out, and how they just have to push through to allow God to rescue them and get them where they can have a functional life. I mean, the kids today are always told that they're never going to make it, they're going to amount to nothing. I mean, I went through some of that coming up as a child too. And I know what happened, how God turned my life around. I mean, you know, and we got to embellish that and have these kids understand, even though you coming through dysfunction and people telling you that you're never going to amount to nothing, you will amount to something. You just got to push through those negative barriers and let God transform your life.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, because I actually, Dwayne, I always tell people, you know, I grew up, depending on what kind of setting I am, but in honesty, just to be very transparent, I grew up in the hood. My parents used to say the people on the corner were having a meeting, and you know, we believe what I've not. We kept asking them what it was. We just believe what they said. And my nickname used to be Church Girl, so and so people thought that, you know, because I did go to church all the time, Dwayne. Every time the church door opened, you know, I was pretty much there. But what I want to commend you, you're a male. We really need our male role models to really, exactly what you've done in this book, to say, okay, we all got our hand up saying that we've been, like you just said so nicely, been through a difficult situation. And how can we help the kids that's now and help the future kids that they can actually say, oh, I can be the President of the United States. I can be in the Secret Service. I can be something more than what they see in their environment.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all about change. You got to be open to change. I went through that kind of all my life, being told or not thought of as far as that I'm going to make it, amount to anything. and kind of working whatever you need to work that fits you to reinvent you. And even at this age, I've been through so much in the last year on reinventing or letting God direct me somewhere where I don't know where I'm going to end up at. And that's hard in the human flesh to do that. But I've been so used to it all my life. I mean, that you just have to let it happen. And I've never wrote a book before. This is like crazy. But I knew I had to write it for two things. I had to write it for me to just for me. And I wanted to get a message out to others that that even though you're going through dysfunction, even though you're being told different things, that you can reinvent yourself and become whatever you want to become.
I love that. I love it. I love it because we don't get that all the time in our environment. I just be honest, when I go back to my old neighborhood, you know, I try to talk, especially try to talk to as many people as I can that you can make it. You know, I make a little joke because I'm actually an anesthesiologist as well. I make a little joke to them saying, you know, I'm a professional drug dealer. I don't have to worry about looking back. I don't have to worry about going in maces and paying for stuff. And, you know, we make it a joke, but what I'm trying to let them know is, you know, because that's what's going on in your neighborhood, you don't have to become a participant of it like you just said. But you know what? This is what I'm a part of it because I'm media, you know, but I don't succumb to it. The media have put out there all this negative things, so that's kind of bad too. But I commend you with your leadership and the different things that you're participating in, and especially this wonderful, wonderful book that we actually – don't have to, like you said, be a part of our environment. And if we put the hard work in like you're doing, we can be an author. We can be whatever we want to be if we put the hard work in. So I'm glad that you actually have taken that mantle to let us know that, because we need to see somebody that's doing it in order for us to take that as an example.
Yeah, thank you. And when you read the book, Born Dead, when you read it, you're going to see how Stacy just is like born into a world of dysfunction from the start, and through no fault of his own, and how he has to overcome the adversity of not wanting to commit suicide, not wanting to be loved, wanting to go to college, or stuff that's like on TV, and never achieving that, and then being mothered by the government to become this destructive force, but told you'll never have personal life, or you'll never be able to have a family where you can just come home after 8 hours and walk your dog and have dinner with the family and the kids, and how his heart is burning just to be normal. And it's just the fire from what he was born into by the government to be this destructive force with this destructive team to I guess save the world, keep the world safe, and not knowing that his legacy at the end of it probably will be death.
Wow, that's so powerful. You know, I've heard so many young people say, and I've heard unfortunate we as adults say, that they think the millennial generation, they think they're vulnerable. They think nothing can happen to them per se. You know, I know this is a broad question, of course, but what, in your opinion, just we can do something about it. But what's something that we as a community, I mean, not just, you know, because people up and say it started at home. Okay, yes, it does start at home. But we are a village taking care of all of everybody. That's what we're supposed to be doing. What can we start doing today after we finish this broadcast, after we go over and purchase your book? What can we do to kind of be a light or be the example of what God wants us to be and with these kids, you know, and just the adults too? You can inspire many people just by doing the right thing.
Well, Dr. Renee, one of the things we have to do, we have to listen to the young adults, the young kids. We have to listen to how they feel. They feel like their world is done and over. They have no respect for themselves. They don't have a respect for authority. And the first thing when you're speaking to them, they say that no one listens to us. You know, we as adults, we always talk about, well, we didn't act like that when we were kids back in the day. Yes, it was. The times were different, but we were just as tore up as the kids are today. The kids, we just didn't have a lot of things. We had you had TV with only four news station channels on it. You didn't have no internet. You didn't have no games. But you had other negative things that was going on that trapped us up. So until we get on the same ground with the kids and listen to what they say the problem is, that's when we can start changing our way of thinking and then trying to foster a relationship with them. And that's what we got to do. And another thing we have to do is, back in the day, we had leaders, civil rights leaders, that died for the cause. We don't have that no more. We don't have those type of leaders that are going to get out there not worried about what's going to happen to their life if they get out and spread the message or spread God's message. That we don't have those. We have a lot of people that's on TV. We have a lot of people that's in the newspaper or on the internet that just talking to sell their brand, to boast their chest, that want to get reelected or elected to for some political power. So the movements are different, but they're for selfish reasons. That's why there's so much chaos going on in the world right now, because telling everybody you have to band together. But everybody is on their own island trying to grab all the pie as they can to keep for themselves. So nobody is looking out, following God's direction, that we the people must get together. That's what the message is, and we're ignoring it. And as we ignore it, the world is getting worse and worse and worse. But until we get on the ground, listen to those kids, take what they say, and then work on transitioning our minds to change and trying to transition their minds to change, and we meet in the middle and work together, it'll never work.
I totally believe that. I have, I think my niece is 19, and my nephew is, oh, Lord, he's going to be mad because I missed his age. Oh, he's 16. He's 16. But I have learned to watch himself. Much from them just by being with them, hanging out with them. And it's a difference in the generation totally, because I'll be honest with you, I was kind of afraid coming up to talk to my parents about anything because, you know, especially in the South, whatever stayed in the house stayed, you know, whatever happened in the house stayed in the house, like, you know, Las Vegas. But the kids, they do express themselves. So I do give them that we didn't have that in my generation. You know, I'm over 40, but we didn't have that in our generation. We kind of kept everything inside. So I commend you, yes, that's what we need to do is listen to it, because they do express themselves. They don't hold anything. I mean, even if it's not a If it's talking about intimacy or something like that, they don't say it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doctor. And it's funny, in the book with Stacy, he yearns just to be normal. And when it comes time where he thinks about falling in love, when he thinks about retiring from the team, when he thinks about coming out of the government, something happens that pulls him back. And he's going deeper and deeper into the dark side, because what happens is, as you become this monster, as you become this destructive force, as you're going out for, say, killing for the America and keeping the world and everybody safe, you're slipping deeper and deeper on the dark side. You don't care anymore. The blood is not only on your hands, now it's starting to come up towards your chest, and you're starting to suffocate. And then what happens, those operatives kill themselves, they overdose on drugs, they're either hurt, mutilated in the line of duty and never the same. And those are the escapes that they only see. And it just brings you closer and closer to Stacy trying to save him. You're going to be in the book going from chapter and chapter, because even the chapter has chilling titles, that you're going to be on your edge, from crying to laughter to intrigue to how does he keep getting out of these dying scenarios, that you're going to be on your edge of the seat. And I'm already starting to write Born Dead 2.
That's all right. You know, I'm laughing because I'm an author and a publisher myself. But that's how it happens, ladies and gentlemen. When you start writing, you can't stop. It keeps going and going and going. So I love it when you said that. I didn't mean to laugh, but it was like a laughter, because that's how I was, and I just thought something was wrong with me. But obviously that's how all the writers do. Dwayne, this is what I want to ask you is, you know, you're an actor, you're an author, and you're writing your second book, so wow, that's amazing. But, you know, tell us, because we, you know, I'm real big on we purchasing people's products and services, because not because you want something back, because, you know, when whatever you give, you receive. I know the word says that. But we need to, especially, we need to support each other in what we're doing. Because if you want somebody to support you, guess what? You need to support somebody else. But tell us how we can actually contact you, how we can purchase your products, and how we can actually get you to speak on different platforms and live, or, you know, even virtual. Tell us how we can connect you on social media as well.
Well, the first thing, you can go online. The link for the book is creativeunitypublishing.net. You can go to that link and you'll see my name, and you can click on, and you can start buying the book today. Right now, after you get off listening to the show, you can go on creativeunitypublishing.net. You can go on there, you can click on to my book, you can pay for it, and some of the books, a lot of the books I'm autographing, so, and before they get sent out, so you can go right to creativeunitypublishing.net. That's the first thing. The other thing, I do a lot of speaking. I do a lot of community work. Right now I'm doing sexting and cyberbullying, so I do that to the students at the different schools, and now I'm doing a parenting sexting and cyberbullying, because the parents don't have a clue of how to check the kids' electronic devices. So I'm kind of intense in the panel that I have and when we expound on it. So you can, if you want to talk to me in regards to coming out and speaking to groups, to communities, you can email me at, I'm on Facebook, Official, it's called Official Dwayne Parker on Facebook. You can get me on Facebook. You can also email me at officialdwayneparker@gmail.com.
Well, that's awesome. Now, we're going to actually put all this information, you know, on our sites and also our social media platforms as well, so we can continue to, because I know Atlanta does a lot of stuff with, you know, of course, the anti-bullying, but Atlanta, you know, has that title, unfortunate, of the sex trafficking, you know, adults and kids and abuse and all that. So we actually will make sure your information is on our system, because we're here based out of Atlanta. But we want to thank you for being here with us on Good Deeds. And, you know, if you need us for anything, please contact us.
Oh, well, I appreciate you asking me to come on, Dr. Renee. And just on the acting, though, I just started acting like maybe a year and a half ago. And that has, like, taken off. I've been on Law & Order SVU, Blacklist, Persons of Interest, Blue Bloods. So that has really taken off. And since you're in Atlanta, I might need you to talk to my buddy Tyler Perry and see if you can hook me up with him.
You know, I hate to say it. Yeah, I actually have seen him at certain events. So, yeah, we're going to have to get that together.
Okay, I'm with it.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for being here with Good Deeds, and, you know, we will continue this, and, of course, you know, I have the connection, of course, with Donna. She's actually my graphic designer, you guys, and she actually has the publishing company as well. If you want any of that information, please contact us, and you know how to get in touch with us. But thank you so much, Dwayne Parker, for being with us here on Good Deeds.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Renee. I'm glad, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
All right. Thank you. Well, you guys, you know how we do it here on Good Deeds. We actually, I know we're getting close to the time, but I want you to know how to get in touch with us. That is www.reneesunday.com. All of our information is there about me speaking, about the radio show, the TV show, if you want us to do red carpet events, if you want to be on one of our platforms, and we're actually we have several platforms, so kind of inbox us on social media, or you can actually send us an email. All of that is through the website, so one-stop shop, as they say. But we do have advertising and sponsorship packages, and as we lead out, we're going to give you one of our drops that one of our advertising sponsors, actually this young man, has sponsored us for the whole year. It's Millionaires and Trainers, Owners Only, Mr. John Sandberger. And if you want some information of doing that, you can do that yourself. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.
This is John Sandberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainers Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.